We are learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top. We are handling the Machlokes Rav Huna and Shmuel. Rav Huna holds that we say Harei Noza Yoyim, Harei Noza Yoyim, it's not Chal. The only way it's Chal, we say Harei Noza Yoyim, Harei Noza L'machar. And Shmuel says, if you say Harei Noza Yoyim, Harei Noza Yoyim, they're both Chal, and you keep 30 days, you bring a carbon, they take another 30 days, and you bring the carbon. So we want to have a kasha now again on Rav Huna. Mosiv Rav Avnuna, it says in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Nozir lahazir, mekan, shal naziris chal and ziris. From the extra Pasuk, Nozir lahazir, we learn that naziris chal and ziris. Shiyachal, you would think, v'loidinu, amik kavachayimah, ma shvua chamura, ma adach shvua, which is so chamur. We'll see later on in the Gemara, what's chamur about it. Ein shvua chal on shvua, but shvua is not chal on shvua. Naziris kala, naziris is not so chamur, lakoshkem, shvua shvua chal on naziris. Tamaloyimah, Nozir lahazir. The pasuk Nozir lahazir mekan, shal naziris chal on naziris. Even here, the naziris is chal on naziris. Heichidami. So what's the case? That's the brisa. What's the case that naziris chal on naziris? Heichidami. Ilim dam harei nozal yoyim harei nozal lemachor. If the person said harei nozal yoyim, then he said harei nozal lemachor, which means it starts from tomorrow, and you have an extra day. And because you have an extra day, so that's why you have to keep a hold on naziris because you can't have naziris one day. So how krabai? You need a pasuk for that. If the case harei nozal yoyim harei lemachor, you don't need a pasuk. It's pasuk. Elamai, Elav, the Oma, Harinoza Yoim, Harinoza Yoim. It must be you said, Harinoza Yoim, Harinoza Yoim, Victorian, it says in this bright sun, Aziris Chal and Aziris from a Posse. So it's a Kasha on Rav Huna. You see, a claw like Shmuel, that Harinoza Yoim, Harinoza Yoim is Chal. And it's Aziris Kasha that's Chal. And with the Gemara Loi, Hokam Ayaskinon, Kigoin Shekiba, Lov Shein Aziris Vasachas. The case was, that you said, Harei Alai Shtei Naziris. And since you said Harei Alai Shtei Naziris, so it's Chal. And that's where you have the Gzeiras Akasha for such a case that you can say Harei Alai Shtei Naziris. And the Pasuk is teaching us that case. And there even Rav Huna is masking that they're both Chal because you don't know which one to be Chal. So that's the Chiluk of it. That's what we're learning that for Rav Huna, that's the Pasuk of Nozir Lahazir. Zokta Gemara Vaita. What's the chumrah shvua? We said a kav chaymer. We said really it should not be chal. Why? Because shvua is so chumrah is not chal on a shvua. Shvua is not chal on a shvua. But shvua by nazar shouldn't be chal on a nazar. My chumrah is shvua. I mean that ilim shouldn't chayla fill adav shem and mamish. If he's saying shvua is mechamer, could chal adav shem and mamish. Neder nami chamish can chal on mitzvah. Because shvua is chal on mitzvah. Mara says no. Elam shnuchsev by shvua lo yenake. By shvua it says a lashon of lo yenake. The pasuk says, "Loisisa." It's a pasuk in the Seres of Dibris. Loisisa, Hashem, Hashem lekech lashav ki lo yinake Hashem es hashiisha Hashem lashav. And the Rishonim speak, "What does that mean? Lo yinake?" It means even if you get malchus, you still don't get a kapara. Usually, after malchus, you get a kapara. By shvus, since lo yinake, you don't even get a kapara after. You don't get a kapara even after the malchus. Al kaponim. So therefore, it's mocham. And Mara says you would think that it's not chal naziris on naziris. Kavash on the pasuk, nozir lahazir, that's chal on naziris. Now, the Ran over here has a big arichas, and it's beikar two different arichas. One is he brings down the shita of the Ramban that holds that by reinozayim, not only do you have to keep a whole note of naziris, but it's chal right now that if you eat something, you drink wine or you eat grapes. While he's a nazir, he's chayiv two malkasim. That's what it's mavuyer from the Ramban, and the Ran has a bunch of kash on it. That's one discussion in the Ran. Another discussion in the Ran is that he goes to the discussion, could a neder be chal on a shvua, or a shvua be chal on a neder? So the Ran comes out that nedarim could be chal on a shvua. That means if you say, shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar, then he says, kikar is a lie, nedarim is chal. He says, why? He says, it's not worse than a mitzvah. A mitzvah is mushpah v'ayimid. And we said, you can make a neder on a mitzvah. Let's say on a sukkah. Even though there's a mitzvah in it, it's mushpah v'ayimid. He says, it's not worse than a mitzvah. So therefore, the Ran says, a neder is chal on a shvua. But he says, a shvua, and he says, what's the reason a neder is chal on a shvua? What's the reason? Because a shvua is a isagavra. A neder is a chefza. That's why it's chal. But he says, a shvua is not chal on a neder because it's already asr. So shvua is chal on a neder. So he says, I'll tie it to you. What do you mean? Neder is a chefza. The shvua is adding on isagavra. Dr. Ran, no, a neder has issa gavra also. Because besides with issa chepsa, there's issa bal yachal, which is issa gavra. Therefore, a shvua has no room to be chal. And therefore, a shvua is not chal on a neder. That's the Ran teaches us that a neder is chal on a shvua, but a shvua is not chal on a neder. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah that we just learned and we discussed for a while, Shvua shloy oichel va achal echayv leachas. We make two shvuas, and come came on the Gemara. The case was lefi Shmuel. The case was you made a shvua. I'm not going to eat anavim, and again I'm not going to eat anavim. According to Huna, the case was I'm not going to eat anavim, then or I'm not going to tenim anavim. So halacha is that you only chayv one. So Omar Rava. Rava says Omar Rava im nishal al rishayna. When you make these two shvuas, we said dinah chayiv only one because it's only one shvuah is chal. But if you shayl on the first shvuah, the second shvuah automatically is chal. It means it's there in the wings. It wasn't chal, but it's there in the wings. And if the first one is nishal and you get rid of it, the second one kicks in. Mimai, what's the raya from Rava from the Mishnah? It means raya from Mishnah. I'm gonna read the box here. So midaloi katani. Chayiv achas. Don't say chayiv achas. Inami eina ela achas. But what does it say? V'ktani eina chayiv ela achas. It's mashma that it's you only chayiv one, but it's really there. Rav chuhu the lesla. It's there's no room for it. But kimishol acharvet achayla. But if you shayl on the other shvuah, this won't be chal. That's one lashon. Lishta achrina. A different lashon. We make a digam just like this. Chiyuva hu deleka. It's mashma when I make a second shvua, there's no chiyuva in a second shvua. Ha shvua ika, but the shvua is there. L'mayha, chasal look at the rova, then rova, nishal harashayna, also l'shtiyah tachta. If you show on the first one, the second one is chal automatically. So that's the two l'shayna's in the Gemara. Oh, good question, Moshe. Moshe is asking, what are the two l'shayna's here? Yes. What's the nafkamina between the two l'shayna's? They're exactly the same l'shayna's. They're both saying, there's no chiyuv, but there is. The shua is there, so it's a very good kasha. The Paris Yosef in the back asks this kasha. He asks, he says, "L'chayre tiksha, the ma yesh nafkusa ben shteyash l'shoynes. What's the nafkamina?" He says, "Ach nirali yesh loyim nafkamina. The lishta kam if you the first lashon, the amah nishar shoynes shdiachalam kena mashu the atle chal klal. The very first lashon, the second shua is not chal at all. It's not chal at all." But if you the second lashon, they're both chal. There's no chiyuva on the second shua. There's no chiyuv. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Like this. If someone wants to be shoyal on the second shua while the first shua is still here, does that work? If you the first lashon, the second shua was never chal yet, so you can't be shoyal on it. But if you the second lashon, it was chal already. Just no chiyuv on it, so you can still be shoyal on it. That's the part that learns the nafkamina to the shua shoyness. So now we have Shmuel's halacha. We have Rava's halacha. Either way, Rava's halacha. Whatever you make this dakas to ganaf kamina. Either way, Rava's halacha is that even though it's not chal right now, once you get rid of the first one, it kicks right in. It kicks right in. It's chal. So lema misayele. Let's bring a raya to Rava. It says in a tesefta which learned on yesterday's daf. Misha nada shtei nezirus. Someone made a neder on two nezirus. He went through the whole process of the first Naziris, the whole month. He didn't drink wine. He wasn't Tamil Mason. He grew his hair. The Hifrish carbon. And then Venishallah, who's Shoyal on the first Naziris. The halacha is, Oslo Shneer Vereshina. It works the second one for the first one. So what do you see? You see that even though it's not Chal, still it kicks in. What's the Raya? What do you mean? Naziris is Chal Naziris. Zok Duran. That the Raya is because the one who brought the Raya held like Rav Huna. And if he held like Rav Huna, so he was learning that the case of this Brisa was someone said, Harei Naza Hayoyim, Harei Naza Hayoyim Taka. And according to Rav Huna, Harei Naza Hayoyim, Harei Naza Hayoyim not Chal. And still it says that Oslo Shtiya B'Rishayna. Oslo Shtiya B'Rishayna still says that. That's the Marathon that have meaning. So it's a Raya to Rava. Someone says, no, it's not a Raya. We could say it's going over there in a case where you made two naziris at one time. We were both v'chal, or a case like we're going like Shmuel. Either way, you can answer two different ways. Even for Rav Huna, you can answer going to kill naziris v'asachas, or you can answer that's going to Shmuel that it's chal, and therefore it's not a raya dafka to Rava. But the Maaseh, the Ran still says on top of base that we paskin like Rava that if you make two shvuas, even though the second one's not chal, but v'shal arishayin, the second one kicks in. So now that you notice Gemara, you notice Rava. I said like Shmuel, we pass like Rava. The whole Nishar Hashoyin Shdiya Chalala. We pass like Rava. That even though two shuas not chal inshallah, if they get rid of the first one, the second one kicks in. So now you notice Gemara of Rava. So if you go back to yesterday's daf, at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara had a kasha on Rav Huna from this case. This case and those two naziris. Gemara said, what's going on? If it wasn't chal, my also loy Shdiya Hashoyin. So Gemara has to answer two terutzim. Either men Tarinos and Machar and it meant 29 of the days, or it means he made two naziris at one time. You could have answered this kasha like Rava. You could have answered, Abbasum, I read Nazar Yerazioim. But Rava holds that even when it's not chal, it's still on the wings. So therefore, if you're shailing it, also shdiyah v'rishayna, you could answer that. So right on top of this, someone speaks that, you could answer that. Said, the Gemara didn't know this yet. The Gemara didn't know this Rava yet. But the point of Rava's halacha is, even when something's not chal on a shvua not chal on a shvua, or in a case where a nazir not chal on a nazir, it's still there in the wings, and you're shailing on the first one, the second one kicks in and is chal.